Salvage. Trade. Adapt. Survive. This is Core Space. Space travel. Most spacefaring species use a combination of fusion travel and shortcuts. Humans, for example, use ion drives for travel within a star system, but shortcuts such as Lagrange points for wider distances. Traders, the heroes of our tale, use an antiquated and dangerous form of travel through core space, effectively an alternate reality. Spaceships range from huge, mile-long monoliths to small, nimble craft. Larger craft tend to have some form of artificial gravity, whereas smaller craft do not, as they are not intended for habitation. The larger ships are almost mobile space stations and use Lagrange points or similar to move around. The smaller ships, such as those used by traders, are usually AVTOLs, multi-environment vehicles that can function in planetary atmospheres, interstellar space, and core space. They are extremely resilient and were mass-produced in their heyday, a time now long over. Most trader ships are at least 75 years old. Atmospheric vertical takeoff and landing craft are small, extremely tough, triple redundant ships designed for the rigors of core space travel, known at the time of manufacture as null or void space. Usually comprising a small crew, they are primarily commercial rigs that dock with much larger shipping containers and are used for transporting goods across interstellar distances. Each ship has an array of needles used to create a miniature, temporary, an often unstable wormhole through core space to a preset destination in real space. Although AVTOLs can land on planets, it is not fuel efficient to push an extremely heavy metal box into the atmosphere using just the ship's small electric thrust vector engines. As such, they rarely receive a large planetary shipment. The captain of a trader ship will prefer to pick up and drop off large shipments from orbit or space stations, but will descend to a planet's surface to pick up passengers or small shipments. Outside of a planet's atmosphere, the trader ships use ion drives to travel within a star system, and use the same drives at a reduced rate to travel through core space. Trader ships are usually too small to incorporate any form of artificial gravity, so the crew are adept at maneuvering in zero-G and make extensive use of straps, webbing, and magnetic boots. The trader ships spend relatively little time in the vacuum of real space, spending much of their time on stations or planets with gravity or in core space itself, which has gravity, albeit in an unusual form. Therefore, the crews thankfully don't need to worry about the effects of zero gravity on muscle deterioration. From harnessing centripetal force to using magnetic boots, humans and other species have found ingenious ways of getting around zero gravity. Large stations or spaceships will have a revolving section where the organic beings reside, with other sections, such as engines, remaining static. The revolving parts have gravity, the static parts do not. Some stations and spacecraft revolve in entirety depending on their method of propulsion. Lagrange points are effectively warp gates, shortcuts used to reach far-flung destinations. The gates are jealously guarded and are often natural rifts in time and space. They are heavily tolled and even more heavily policed, forcing the cash-strapped, such as traders, to use more antiquated forms of travel. Core space is the trader term for what was long believed to be an empty void known as null space. It is now believed to be a separate universe with its own planets, stars, civilizations, and even laws of physics. This is, of course, entirely theoretical, as the two universes cannot see each other or interact in any true way. From the outside, core space travel resembles wormhole technology, but it is something very different. An aperture is punctured into core space and entangled with a destination in real space. When entering core space, the traveler is pulled towards the exit on the far side and eventually ejected, with the aperture sealing itself behind. It is like traveling through a fluid rather than through empty space. Core space appears to be much smaller than real space and can therefore be used as a shortcut by traders for interstellar travel without the need for permanent warp gates. Likened to falling, ships that travel through core space use a dramatically smaller percentage of their ion drive, known as blittering. Unlike hyperspace, where navigation is computer intensive, the pilot simply chooses where they want to go in real space, drops into a self-made wormhole, and waits until they get to the other end, if they get there at all. This is a perilous form of travel, and damaged ships can remain stranded in the void forever. Core space has a sense of gravity, with a force roughly the same as the moon's. However, passengers in the front of the ship are heavier than those at the back, and the faster the ship travels, the less gravity there is. Core space, particularly for humans, is uncomfortable and often nauseating. With hundreds of species, each finding their own way into space, there are many ways to travel, from tearing holes in space-time to interstellar teleportation, and even quantum time travel. Warp technology and hyperdrives both exist in various forms, but are incredibly dangerous, maintenance-intensive, and archaic. They are not a popular choice. Humans tend to favor the large, stable wormholes at Lagrange points, or travel through the smaller, far less stable wormholes of core space. Particle transmitters are extremely powerful mid-range teleporters. A room full of computers is needed to keep passengers from being lost in translation, as they are beamed across space as a stream of particles. Safe transmission is usually assured anywhere within 1,000 kilometers, although around certain exotic phenomena and over longer distances, transmission success falls rapidly. Many trader ships have an emergency teleporter known as a scoop. These are an extremely basic form of particle transmitter and are very temperamental. Traders will only use the emergency teleporter in life or death situations, something they experience on a near daily basis. Teleporter accidents are usually fatal, as the misalignment of even a few particles spells catastrophic injury. However, the universe has a macabre sense of humor, and a hapless traitor can find that they've been beamed to the other side of the galaxy, into the core of a sun, embedded into a wall, or have changed sex, species, or personality. Of course, sometimes a passenger might not reappear at all, and there's no way of knowing what happened to them. Core Space by Battle Systems. Follow us on Podbean at Indie Invasion. Prepare yourself for the invasion.